The ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court overturns a 41-year-old decision that allowed states to require public employees to pay some union fees, even if the workers chose not to join a union. The court ruled this violates the First Amendment by compelling workers to support unions they may disagree with. A local conservative group hailed the decision as a victory that will reduce the power of unions. National Education Association Rhode Island's executive director, Bob Walsh, says there is no doubt his union will lose members, but he says he's not worried as critics think.
Tomorrow will be like today, business as usual. We're going to continue to represent members. We're still the best and most effective way they can find a pathway to the middle class, and we're going to be stronger, not weaker.
Walsh says the decision didn't come as a surprise. Governor Gina Raimondo tweeted in support of unions, saying labor built the middle class, and when unions are strong, Rhode Island is strong. Talia Blake, Rhode Island Public Radio.